Here's Dr. Gene Gatz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
One day when Jesus was teaching in Jerusalem, he was confronted by a group of Pharisees. You see, Jesus had claimed to know Abraham personally. Let's listen in on this intense conversation.
Your father Abraham was overjoyed that he would see my day. He saw it and rejoiced. The Jews replied, "You aren't 50 years old yet, and you've seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "I assure you, before Abraham was, I am." At that, they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus was hidden and went out of the temple complex.
Think for a moment what these religious leaders were thinking when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Well, their thoughts would have gone back to that marvelous Old Testament event at the burning bush. God told Moses to go back to Egypt. Moses, of course, was confused and he asked God what he should say when he returned to Egypt. And God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." Well, you see, the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem understood clearly that Jesus Christ was claiming to be God. In our humanness, we say, "I was, I am, I hope to be," but Jesus was saying, "I am, I am, I am." In essence, he was saying, "I am God, without beginning and without end." And this is the great and wonderful truth, which forms the foundation of Christianity. John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.